USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 days until his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and President Trump fires back at critics who say the president's not prepared for that one-on-one meeting. He speaks at a rally in Montana last night.
We're all fine with people. Will I be prepared? Totally prepared. I've been preparing for this stuff my whole life. They don't say that.
However, when it comes to that latter nation, a trade war is officially underway. This morning, the tariffs the president's been promising on $34 billion worth of Chinese products kicked in, and China released a statement immediately saying it will be retaliating, though it hasn't detailed how. In Thailand, a diver has died while working on the rescue operation of 12 boys trapped in a flooded cave. The Thai diver taking supplies to them when he died of a lack of oxygen. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones here. So the folks at MyPillow said, hey Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, it's a pillow, right? But what did I have to lose? And I'll tell you what I did lose. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillow waking me up. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know that you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own pillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping the pillow in the middle of the night. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and if you don't like it, you can return it. It also comes, get this, with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can. And you can toss your MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out like new. It's outstanding. And it's made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, and enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price with free shipping direct to your door. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, enter promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The June jobs report is out from the Labor Department. When it comes to hiring, pretty good news. 213,000 jobs were added last month when economists were expecting a gain of around 200,000. But there was also an unexpected tick upward in the unemployment rate from 3.8% in May to 4% even in June. More from the president's campaign-style rally in Montana yesterday, where he went after Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester ahead of the midterm elections, slamming Tester in part for his criticism of former White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
As John Tester showed his true colors with his shameful, dishonest attacks on a great man, a friend of mine. A man that I said, why don't you run the VA? You'd be great.
Jackson withdrew his name in a controversy over allegations of improper and unprofessional conduct on the job. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A carjacking suspect in Dallas in serious but stable condition after a Dallas mom shoots him in the face when the 36-year-old Ricky Wright tries to drive away from a gas station in her SUV with the woman's two sons, ages 2 and 4, in the back seat. Michelle Booker Hicks reportedly got her gun out of the glove box and shot Wright under his right eye. As she tells it,
I proceeded to jump in my back seat and, asked the gentleman to pull over to stop, get out the car. He would not get out the car. That's when I fired at him after I grabbed my gun from the glove compartment.
The mom and her kids unhurt. Wright faces charges of unlawful restraint and car theft. Police say Booker Hicks has not been charged. The head of Health and Human Services says they are caring for nearly 3,000 illegal immigrant children who were separated from their parents at the Mexican border, and that number is higher than the 2,000 kids the department had previously said were in its custody. HHS Chief Alex Azar saying that's because the new number also includes children that were separated before the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. And Beryl is now the first hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season. The National Weather Service upgrading the storm's classification in its 5 a.m. Eastern Time advisory. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.